Hi, sister. Welcome. This is Denise with Far Above Podcast. Have you heard of Compassion International? I want to share with you something that I am passionate about, and it's about helping children be released from poverty. So I'd like to begin by sharing a story with you. 9 years ago, my family and I began a very special relationship with Daniel. Daniel lives in Ethiopia. He's 12 years old, about to be 13 next month, actually in July, and he lives in poverty. My family and I were connected with Daniel through an organization called Compassion International. If you've never heard of them, they're an organization dedicated to releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name, and they do so by connecting children living in poverty with a loving sponsor, someone like you or me. 9 years ago, God put Daniel into my family's lives at a Compassion for King and Country concert. It was our second daughter's birthday, so we took our entire family to see a concert. But God had bigger plans than just entertainment. Since then, we have two other children that we sponsor through Compassion, but Daniel was our first, and the experience has been such a blessing to our family. Like I said, Daniel turns 13 this summer, and we've enjoyed watching him grow up as we receive pictures and letters and hearing from him. We pray for him and our other sponsored children. We write letters back and forth, and we pray God's plans for them and the other children in the Compassion program, that God fulfills the call for each one's life, and that God would draw each one into a saving knowledge of Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, like he has for me and my family. So I'd like to show a video to you, but obviously this is a podcast episode. So I'm going to post a link for a video that you can watch when you have time. And then I'm also going to post a link to an episode that I listened to that spurred me on to make this podcast and to let others know about sponsorship through Compassion. Every child needs to know that they're worthy and that they're valuable to God, and that they deserve a future that's bright, that's just as amazing as they are. And today, I'd like for you to share that message of hope for a child living in poverty in the most tangible way, through child sponsorship, prayer, and helping me reach my birthday goal. What does my birthday have to do with Compassion International? Well, this month I was taking a drive somewhere and I typed in Spotify a few words. I was looking for a podcast to encourage me for parents with prodigals. And up popped this episode and it said prodigal on it. And so I decided I was going to take a listen. And lo and behold, it really had nothing to do with the prodigal. It had to do with a man who was a recipient as a child sponsor and who has now come full circle. He received sponsorship. His life was radically changed. And what was so amazing is that his sponsor was a 15-year-old girl from America, who decided to take a babysitting job so that she could sponsor a child and make a difference in someone's life. Wow. $38 a month. That is less than a meal with my family. Less than two Starbucks trips with my daughters. And it is doable. It's $1.26 a day to sponsor a child. So, as I was listening to the podcast, we'll back up. Before that, this month of May, I had been asking the Lord what I should do for my birthday. You know, I'm turning 50, so it's a milestone. And I thought, I want to do something really special for my 50th birthday. And lots of people have given me wonderful ideas, but I just felt like there was something more I needed to do. So I had just left it in God's hands, didn't make any plans, and was just waiting to see kind of what he showed me. While I was listening to this podcast, the Holy Spirit gripped my heart. And I, not only was I weeping for this amazing transformative story and the testimony of this man, how he was literally taken out of poverty and lacking hope, to a man who is now educated. He's a pastor, and he has even started his own organization helping pastors learn the Word of God and how to pastor a church. And he also is a compassion advocate, and now he is the pastor at the church that he received help and compassion from. Isn't that amazing? So I'm listening to this podcast. I'm blown away by the story. And then the idea comes to my mind, and I really believe it was the Holy Spirit dropped this idea, this bomb of an idea in my mind. 50 by 50. Or 50 for 50. And I was like, 50 sponsor kids. And so I just thought, okay, I'm supposed to help 50 kids get sponsored by my 50th birthday. So here I am. Here I am sharing with you, my listener, my birthday wish for my 50th birthday, that you will prayerfully consider sponsoring a child and making a radical, eternal difference in their life. Now, maybe you already sponsor a child through compassion, so you can pray that God will help me reach the goal of 50 kids to be sponsored by my 50th birthday. Maybe you can share this podcast episode. Maybe you can share it with your pastor and ask if you could do a compassion Sunday, or use my QR code and send it to your friends and family via email or post it on your social media accounts. There are so many ways that you can help me reach this goal, 50 by 50. So what if you are interested in sponsoring? Well, when you say yes to sponsorship, you not only offer hope for the future to a child who desperately needs it, but you'll also find fulfillment in your own life, like I have, and my family, as you live out and obey God's commands to love the least of these among us. Your sponsorship connects the child to a local church that will step in to ensure his or her growth and development. Plus, you'll be able to build a relationship with the child through letter writing, and that is so much fun. You can do it digitally. You can do it by hand. Is God calling you to step into a child's future today? This is a powerful chance to join Christians all across the country in releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. And I can't wait to see what God does, because I believe that when he gives you a call, he will equip you to do it. Okay, let me share with you some poverty facts. More than 736 million people worldwide live below the poverty line, measured by the World Bank as earning less than $1.90 per day. 345 million people are severely food insecure, and this number has doubled since before the pandemic, and one out of every 27 children will die before reaching the age of five, mostly by malnutrition and other preventable diseases due to extreme poverty. And approximately 264 million children and youths around the world are not attending school. There are so many more poverty facts that I could share with you. But let me share with you God's word. Matthew 25:40 says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Psalm 82:3 says, "Defend the weak and the fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed." And one of my favorites, 1 John 3:17-18. "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth." This is a scripture that's meant a lot to me for years and years, and I love that it's shared here on Compassion Sunday's Bible verses. Lastly, I want to share with you a story. Actually, it's a letter. Daniel, his latest letter. Like I said, Daniel is going to be 13. And in his last letter, For number four on the letter, it says, my dream for the future is, and Daniel says, I want to be a clever student and I want to help the poor in the future. Did you catch that? This 12-year-old child already sees the blessing that compassion is in his life and his family's life, and he wants to help the poor in the future. I'm so excited about that. Yes, Lord, use Daniel to do that. Number five in this letter, something that I want to share with you about myself is that he says, I'm a clever student. I love that confidence. And then lastly, his prayer request. His prayer request is beautiful and funny all at the same time. He says, pray that I will work hard and score good grades as usual. Isn't that wonderful? And then our sponsor child from Mexico, Precious Anae, she drew a picture for us. It's a beautiful picture of three little houses, sun, cloud, flowers. And it's just, she says, look what I drew for you. And she says, dear Seth and Denise, I want to tell you that I'm doing well at school and have met many friends. I like coming to the project, and that's compassion. I also like to sing and know about God, read the Bible, and spend time with new classmates. Please pray for my family and me. This is making a difference. I am touching the life. My family and I are touching three lives all across the globe, from Ethiopia to Mexico and Africa. And I'm not even leaving my home. I'm sending $38 a month, writing letters of encouragement, telling my precious sponsor children that they are loved and God loves them and he's got a wonderful plan for their life. We're sending them a little monetary gift for Christmas and birthday, and that's it. That is it. And I am going to meet them in heaven one day, and it's going to be a joyous day. I just can't wait. So friend, sister, I'm telling you, this can make a difference in your life. It's going to touch these children's lives, but I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference in your life. If you've been asking the Lord, what can I do? You can sponsor a child. You can help me get the word out and help me get 50 by 50. You can do it with me, sister. So let's pray. Join me in praying for these precious children and for this challenge that God has given me that I believe is doable, and you can have a part in it. How exciting is that? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you so much for Compassion International. I pray that you would lead them and guide them in every decision that they make, how they help children. Father, that you'd keep them as a organization of integrity and solid on the truth of the gospel, that they will not wane or waver or get caught up in anything that is not of you. And I pray that each child that is sponsored, Father, will hear the gospel and will come to know you as their Savior. And there, the call that you designed them to fulfill on this earth, because each one of us is here for your plan and your purpose, I pray that they would fulfill it. I pray for my precious sponsor children, Daniel, Anae, and Mamie, that they will know they're loved without a shadow of a doubt, that they will feel your presence, that their lives will be touched and changed through this project, through the Compassion Program, that their families will be changed and their lives will be touched, and all of them will come to know the saving knowledge of Jesus and see the transformative power that the gospel brings into a person's life, into a community, into a church, and into the world. And I pray that Daniel would be able to help the poor someday, and that Anae will be able to help the poor someday, and that Mamie will be able to help the poor someday, and that you'd give them the call that you have for their life, and they'd fulfill it and do it with a joyful heart. And God, that I will get to meet them in heaven one day, and my sister will get to meet them in heaven one day and know that they had a part in helping me reach the goal that I believe, my birthday goal that you have given me, 50 by 50. God, would you help me reach that goal? Would you give my listener the prompting to know whether they should sponsor a child? Pray that this challenge is met by your power and your grace, or help me get the word out by spreading it through their social media and their friends and family. what other way you would have them do it, God. But I just pray that you've given me this call and I've done my part and I'm saying it, the rest is yours, God. I thank you for it. What an honor and a blessing. And I just thank you for this challenge, God. And I know and I have faith that you will bring it to pass in your way and your time. And you'll get the glory, God. Thank you for it. Thank you for my listener. Bless her, God, and encourage her as she goes through this trial of waiting for her prodigal to return to you or to come to know you for the first time. We continue to lift up our prodigals, and we just give them to you, Father, and ask that you would remind them how much you love them, make a difference in their life, and show them that you care, that you are real, God, and that the gospel will change their life if they just allow it to. Oh God, you know our hearts. Fulfill that call and that purpose. Thank you. It's in your precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Thank you, sister, for listening. Thanks again for liking and subscribing, sharing this episode with your friends and family or a sister that you know needs encouragement, and anyone that you think would be interested in listening. I just thank you so much for the encouragement of knowing that we're not alone. I'm not alone. You're with me. We've got this, and God is able. We can live far above our circumstances because we are in Christ in the heavenly realms, and Christ has defeated the enemy, and it's won. The victory is won. We just are waiting for God to fulfill that and bring it into manifest into our children's lives, into those we love, into ours. And so praise God. I thank you for listening. Until next time, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.